I'm so thankful. You know, they gave me an opportunity in Denver, and you know, he gave me chance after chance. Still to this day, you know, we find ourselves at the same golf outings, and you know, when I'm in Denver, sometimes I may even run into him at his restaurants, and we get a chance to talk. So he's definitely someone I think that would be a friend, a mentor, you know, a coach for the rest of my life. You know, he's that type of guy, you know, and I'm thankful that to have the opportunity to, you know, to play for him. No, I think it's better, you know. And I think it's more of a from a mental aspect. You know, he's locked in. You know, Jay's doing an amazing job of not only, you know, doing the things he needs to do, but, you know, he's getting everyone lined up. You know, he's walking us through routes, showing us how, you know, he would like it. And, you know, the trickle-down effect's been good from his leadership. No, it's a different scheme, you know, definitely different. But football is football. You know, it's a copycat league. So there's things that have been around for years, you know. You know, I think every team may have a few plays from the West Coast offense. You know, some teams try to incorporate, you know, the zone running scheme, you know, maybe for, you know, one or two games. So some of the things that we do will always be similar from things in the past. And, you know, it's been good. You know what, this is a really important game for us because it's the next one. And I know it's kind of cliche-ish, but it is. You know, we have a chance to, you know, do something special around here. But the thing, you know, that's cool about coming in this building is that, you know, we just focus on, you know, that day, this week. You know, we're not looking down the road. We're aware of it, but, you know, it's going to be cool to play in front of a big crowd, and, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, they're a better team than the record says. You know, they're just a few penalties away or a few, you know, misassignments away. So it's a scary team. You know, the same thing like last year. You know, they got hot, you know, later on in the season. And, you know, they were a team that no one wanted to play against. You know what? D'Angelo Hall, man, he turns it up a notch, you know, against bigger receivers. So I'm excited for the challenge. You know, he's a guy that you just got to stay focused and stay in your zone, because if you come out of your game, you know, that's when he starts to win. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those games, man, where you got to strap up, put on extra paddings, you know, because he's tough. And so is Big Fletcher over there. No, he definitely laid the foundation, you know. I look at my career, and if I can go back and change, you know, I was a fourth-round draft pick, and someone would say, oh, that's, you know, they'll change it for a first-round or second-round draft spot, but I wouldn't, you know, because I don't think I would have the success that I have now. You know, the way he taught us the game and broke things down, but also it set the bar really high. You know, there was high expectations around there. And as far as, especially on the offensive side, you know, we dealt with Coach Shanahan every single day. And, you know, still being around Rod Smith and those guys, you know, Big Nolan, those guys really showed us and led us the way it should have been. Here, the good thing about being here and playing for Coach Trestman is, you know, it's all about business, and that's good, you know. And he also, you know, does a great job of trying to get guys to build relationships, authentic relationships, and that can be tough, you know, in this business. With Coach Shanahan, it was, you know, he really, you know, he had guys in the locker room, man, like, you know, the Rod Smiths, and, you know, Plummer was still there, and, you know, those guys really, you know, took control of the team. It was coach's team, but, you know, those guys really led the way. You know, Al Wilson and Big Money, You know, it was fun to play with those guys, and Coach gave us a lot of room, you know, to be men. And Coach Trestman, you know, it's his first year, so I love the business approach and the building of authentic relationships, because that's what really matters. So they're totally different, you know, but both great coaches. And y'all kind of like made me. That was tough, you know. I can see how y'all can flip those words, and then the headlines is, you know, Coach Trestman is all about business, and you know, so don't do that to me, okay? It's great. Do not do that to me.
Why shouldn't the headline be though?
The headline should be just totally two different coaches, you know, both great, but different styles.